how the money situation is going, inflation, for example. John Taylor joins us from Stern, AG & Leach. Good morning, John.
Well, let's talk about what happened yesterday. Yesterday was a kind of day of mega mergers. We talked yesterday morning about Halliburton acquiring Baker Hughes. That's only $35 billion. Later in the day, one even bigger was announced, and that was Actavis acquiring Allergan. That's two pharmaceutical companies. That's going to be a roughly $66 billion deal. And there's going to be a tax inversion involved in this one because the acquiring company is a Dublin-based company, so their combined tax rates are going to be about 15%. And we just got some numbers on inflation just a few seconds ago. This is the producer price index, inflation at the wholesale level. Tomorrow we get the CPI. And the number was surprisingly strong. We were expecting the producer price index to drop 0.1%, actually up 0.2. If you take out food and energy, it was actually up 0.4, much hotter than expected. And let's talk for just a second about potatoes, one of my favorite subjects. McDonald's has decided not to buy the new genetically modified potato that's called the Innate, I-N-N-A-T-E potato, from a major supplier, J.R. Simplot. That's a company in Boise, Idaho, that supplies hash browns and french fries to the fast food industry. And here's what's kind of interesting about this. This potato has been approved by the USDA. They're starting to plant it. And it actually produces less of a particular chemical called acrylamide. And what happens is when potatoes are cooked at a much higher temperature, like when they're fried, it produces this carcinogenic element, which is, of course, dangerous to humans. So the ironic thing is this potato will be safer, theoretically. It won't produce that carcinogen when it's cooked at high temperatures because of it's genetically modified. But McDonald's says, hey, we don't buy genetically modified potatoes, so much for that. Later today, maybe tonight, we get a key vote in the Senate. This is on the Keystone Pipeline. Now, that is already passed in the House overwhelmingly. It appears that they're going to be one vote short to pass this because they need 60 to overcome the filibuster. And, of course, it appears that President Obama is still threatening to veto the Keystone Pipeline. It looks like they've got 59 votes, and if they only have 59, that's probably the end of Senator Landrieu's campaign. You know, she's seeking re-election in the runoff in Louisiana, and, of course, she's an endangered Democrat. So we'll see what happens. And Republicans say, well, if it doesn't pass now, we're going to bring it up again in January and February when they're going to have either 53 or 54 Republican senators, and then they'll be able to pick up a few Democratic votes. So we'll see what happens there. News from the U.S. Marshals Service, kind of interesting since we're building that museum here. They say they're going to auction off 50,000 bitcoins. That's worth about $19 million. Those were seized back in October of 2013 in connection with the now-defunct online bazaar called Silk Road. That auction is going to happen on December 4th if you'd like to buy some of those confiscated bitcoins. Silk Road was shut down by the feds, by the U.S. Marshals Service and the FBI because of charges of illegal drugs and other illicit activities. And lastly, we get some numbers from Home Depot, and it appears that Americans feel a little better about things. They're spending more on their homes. Same-store sales up about 5.8%, very good number. That stock is up 22.5% over the last 12 months. They made $1.54 billion, and that's after eating about $34 million of costs related to the data breach that happened with Home Depot. You may remember that back between April and September in there somewhere, there was a hacking incident, and information on 56 million payment cards was stolen through Home Depot's point-of-sales registers. And they say it may cost them a lot more, but so far the cost is $34 million.
And Mayor Sanders of Fort Smith saying he'd like to see people shop locally this Christmas.
Absolutely. I think he's designated the 29th, I think, is the Shop Local Saturday. Isn't that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, well, let's do it.
All right, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could visit with him right there or call him 479-782-2527 or email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.